Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMania.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Are you getting tired of the same old things? Have you watched all the conventional stuff you can handle for one summer? Well, fear not, faithful listeners, there are really unconventional and unexpected movies out there. You just have to know where to look. So this week I'm talking about three weird films, a ghost story, a love story, and an uncategorizable animated picture. There's a school teacher who thinks her house is haunted, a single mom in London dating rare beasts, and a zoo filled with mythical creatures. Rare Beasts, written and directed by Billy Piper. Mandy, played by Billy Piper, is a millennial writer who works at a TV production company in London. She's clever and pretty with ginger hair and a toothy grin, and is partial to bright colors and leopard skin patterns. She lives with her mom and dad, played by Carrie Fox and David Thewlis, and her 7-year-old son, Larch, played by Toby Wolf. Larch is a lovable handful. He suffers from nervous tics and is prone to screaming at the top of his lungs and rolling on the floor when he doesn't get his way. And despite her beauty and sarcastic wit, Mandy has yet to find a suitable mate. She's currently dating a workmate named Pete. He's a conservative dresser with wispy blonde hair and a caterpillar mustache. He says he hates kids. Mandy's parents are a piece of work, with her dad constantly dashing off to Thailand for a bit of fun while her mom is dying of cancer. But Pete's family is even stranger, deeply religious, frequently praying, and getting into shouting matches over nothing in particular. Then there's work. Her douchey boss is lecherous, sexist, and not very bright. But despite all this, Mandy and Pete are giving it a go. He hits it off with Larch, and Mandy makes friends with some of his family members. Do opposites attract, or is she better off single? Rare Beasts is a clever comedy about life as a single woman in the big city. And it stars Billy Piper, who is also the writer-director. She's great. It's a well-written script, almost too well written. Every character is quirky. Every line is witty. But for a comedy, it isn't that funny. It inspires nodding chuckles, but little genuine laughter. And it's highly stylized, with serious scenes shifting into fantasy, dance-like performances, but for no apparent reason. That said, the central characters are appealing and endearing, and it's an amusing story. So if you want to see an unromantic rom-com that is never dumbed down and told from a woman's perspective, you'll probably like Rare Beasts. The Night House, directed by David Bruckner. Beth, played by Rebecca Hall, is a high school teacher in upstate New York. She's lived with her loving husband, Owen, an architect, in a beautiful lakeside house he designed for 14 years. It's full of grass and wood, with built-in bookshelves and workshops and splendid views of the water. But then tragedy strikes. Seemingly for no reason, Owen commits suicide one night aboard a rowboat in the middle of the lake. Beth is devastated. Her best friend and fellow teacher, Claire, played by Sarah Goldberg, offers a shoulder to cry on, and her elderly neighbor, Mel, played by Vondi Curtis Hall, gives some much-needed advice. But all alone in her house, she starts having terrifying nightmares, combined with sleepwalking and waking up on strange places each morning. The dreams seem to be completely real. Are they actually happening? And she feels there's someone watching her. Has Owen come back? So as she sorts through his possession, she comes across some things that just don't make sense. On his computer and phone, she finds photos of herself, but also women who look identical or almost identical to her, but aren't her. What's that about? And in his architectural drawings, there are plans to build another house on the other side of the lake that is an exact mirror image of the one they live in. Was Owen insane, or did he know something she doesn't? Will he come back to help her, or is there a sinister being visiting her each night? The Night House is a very scary ghost story about a haunted house. It takes an entirely new approach to the idea of ideas of ghosts and possession and parallel universes. And it's full of things like strange Celtic images and paranormal dreams. I don't want to spoil anything, but just this is not your average ghost story or haunted house story. It's different. The special effects are amazingly rendered, and British actress Rebecca Hall is superb as Beth, which is crucial because the entire movie is seen from her point of view. So I think you should see this movie, but only in a theater beside someone you know, never all alone at home in the dark late at night. Cryptozoo, written and directed by Dash Shaw. It's the late 1960s. Crystal and Matt are a pair of flower children, hippies wandering through the woods. And after making love beneath the stars, they climb a fence they see to see what's on the other side. And what they find is unbelievable. It's a unicorn. Sadly, the unicorn gores Matt to death when he accidentally hurts it using his single horn. Because Crystal has wandered into a crypto zoo still under construction, a place where mythical creatures can gather in peace. There are ancient Greek things like the Minotaur. There's magical humanoids and terrifying animals like the Kraken. The park was started by Joan, who's a gray-haired woman who has a carnal lust for everything cryptid. Her lover is a cryptid humanoid. Her first command is Lauren, an army brat who grew up in Okinawa. She's an expert at capturing the cryptids and transporting them to safety. And she's assisted by Phoebe, a gorgon, like Medusa, a gorgon with snakes for hair and eyes that'll turn anyone who sees her into stone. But she just wants to live a normal life and wants to pass as human. So she keeps her powers under wraps using contact lenses to block the stone eyes and a wig over the snakes. Joan is building a theme park to normalize cryptids among the public and also to generate income so she can keep the place running. But they face terrible opponents. Private bounty hunters like the demigod Gustav, who's a pervy player of panpipes. He also has hooves and horns. And the U.S. military, who wants to dissect these creatures to make powerful weapons. So, can these three brave women keep the cryptid safe? Or is it doomed from the start, a Jurassic Park for fictional beasts? Cryptozoo is a brilliant animated art house feature brimming with gratuitous sex and violence. I love Dash Shaw's first movie called My Entire High School Sinking into the Sea, and this one goes even further. There's lots of tarot card mysticism and Japanese mythology alternating with cheap-ass amusement parks and secretive orgies. Images are hand-drawn or painted in a variety of styles and animated in that endearing old-school jerky style. It's a perfect blend of ancient fantasy and adolescent humor. There's a wonderful soundtrack by John Carroll Kirby and features the voices of actors like Lake Bell and Michael Cera. So if you like base humor mixed with exquisite homemade art and indie music, don't miss Cryptozoo. Look for CryptoZoo on VOD and digital formats, including the digital TIFF Bell Lightbox, and Rare Beasts and The Night House, both open theatrically in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.